Mishnah Dalet, the following Mishnah teaches us an important concept with regards to chametz during Pesach. Since before Pesach comes in, everybody relinquishes all of their rights to the chametz, and they declare it to be like the dust of the earth, and really the Torah decides that chametz on Pesach is like dust of the earth, and therefore chametz on Pesach is worth nothing. It's forbidden to benefit from it, so it's not really worth anything. And so, for example, if somebody were to steal chametz from somebody on Pesach, he would not be obligated to pay for it, because he stole something which was worth nothing. Now, the halacha is that if a non-kohen eats truma by mistake, let's say he didn't realize it was truma, and he ate that food, the halacha is he has to pay back a keren v'chemesh, the value of the truma, plus a chemesh, a fifth of the value. Truth is, it actually means a quarter of the value, but it's known as a keren v'chemesh, and that is the punishment for eating truma by mistake. Now, this keren v'chemesh is not actually the value plus a fifth of the value. Rather, you pay back the volume of the truma plus a fifth of the volume. So if, let's say, somebody ate a kilogram of truma, when it comes to paying back that truma, even if it's gone up or down in value, the value is irrelevant. He has to pay back the same volume of the truma. So we see that the payment of the keren v'chemesh of truma is not based on value, it's based on how much you ate, in terms of quantity. So though chametz is not worth anything during Pesach, it's still definitely there, it still has a volume, and therefore ha'ichel trumas chametz for Pesach, somebody who eats truma, which is chametz on Pesach, b'shoigeg by mistake, he didn't realize it was truma, then m'shalim keren v'chemesh, he must pay back the volume plus a fifth of the volume. B'mezid, if he ate the truma on purpose, intentionally, he knew that it was truma. So in that case, there's no obligation of chemesh in general. Chemesh is an atonement. By paying that extra fifth, it's sort of an atonement for your sin. But if you did so intentionally, then that atonement will not help. But you still need to pay back the actual value which you ate. Because since you had no right to eat it because you are not a kohen, you would need to pay back the value to a kohen. However, this payment is based totally on value. It's like stealing. And since there is no value to the chametz on Pesach, potur mitashlumin, he is exempt from paying anything in that case, umidmei eitzim, and from paying for the value of the wood. Meaning, if the truma which he ate was tomei, and the kohen therefore could already not eat it, he had to burn it. The halach is that when a kohen burns truma which is tomei, he is allowed to benefit from the burning. So he could have used it to fuel up his oven. So when you ate the truma, you sort of stole from him. You deprived him of being able to use it to fuel up his oven. So in general, you would have to pay back the value, but in this case, again, the chametz has no value on Pesach, and therefore you would be exempt from paying back for the truma.